Blackstone Audiobooks presents Dorothy L. Sayers, A Careless Rage for Life by David Coombs. Preface. Dorothy Lee Sayers, 1893-1957, is known to millions as a writer of detective fiction, the creator of Lord Peter Wimsey, whose infallible, some might say infuriating, intelligence bestrides the pages of a dozen novels. Not so many know her as a controversial apologist for the Christian faith, in closely argued books like The Mind of the Maker and epic-proportioned plays like The Zeal of Thy House, nor as the imaginative translator of Dante's The Divine Comedy, for Sayers her most gratifying achievement. And very few appreciate just what a complex personality she was. Witty, bawdy, good company, intolerant of fools, many of whom indulged their foolishness in long letters to her, and often downright rude to them. Yet someone who kept the existence of an illegitimate son secret from even her closest friends, who cried every night for 3 years following a broken love affair, and whose latter years were not immune to self-doubt, guilt, and loneliness. She was kind, generous, enthusiastic, robust, opinionated, self-deprecating, contradictory, and extremely likable. It is this complex Sayers, a woman moved, she said, by a careless rage for life, whom I hope to reveal with what Tennyson called discriminating love. It will be done principally, but not exclusively, through her letters, many thousands of which form part of the invaluable Marion E. Wade collection at Wheaton College, Illinois. My wife and I were privileged, during the icy months of February and March 1989, to spend many happy and profitable hours studying them, and I should like to acknowledge with grateful thanks